Page 76, whose aesthetic impact demands that it be displayed on a wall, or is it a part of a complex culture, offering evidence of ritual practices and patterns of belief? Anthropologists, because of the nature of the origins of their discipline and work with cultures that are not primarily literate, usually have respect for nonverbal forms of communication, but the reverse is often true in other areas of the social sciences, where visual texts are often treated in an impressionistic and ahistorical way that would never be the case with written documents. From psychologists and philosophers such as Ernst Gombrich and Richard Walheim, we have learned how to understand more of the processes that make up what we call perception, in other words, how we see things and what part our seeing and learning and knowing plays in the making and reading of pictorial images. With the help of psychology, archaeology and chemistry, it is possible for us to begin to know a little more about what color has meant in people's attempts to communicate pictorially through the ages. Around the millennium, a small number of art historians turned their attention to the neurosciences in an attempt to find answers to how the brain works with regard to creativity and visual response. Whether such work is consonant with the relativity of culture and history is a moot question.